What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, so to wrap everything up, I do want to... What do you think we've done great at co-parenting?
You know, that is one thing we haven't really touched on yet.
Yeah.
That I'd like to.
And what do you think? Well, I know what we did bad at co-parenting. Not like bad.
What did we do bad?
I think we let... Well, it wasn't actually... No, it wasn't co-parenting. I think... We just, obviously the first year and a half, we let our personal stuff slide into our communication style.
Maybe I'm blocking out the bad because it's been so good. Yeah, it's been a learning process just like everything.
Yeah.
But with that said, I...
Do you see it as a new relationship too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I brag about our relationship now. Like I do. I'm like, it's amazing. Like before, even when things were worse,
we still were able to come together for the kids.
Yeah. That, and people would ask me, how is it co-parenting? I was like, it could be worse. Mm-hmm. Because even from the very beginning, it could have been worse.
Yeah. We could have met in parking lots.
Right. We could have had, it could have been supervised. It could have been like, mm-hmm. Again, we all know people that have these crazy stories on what they have to do. And so over the last 2.5 years, it went from, it could be worse to now. I'm just like, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I brag about it. And that's a testament to both of us mm-hmm. for getting to the place that we're at.
What would be your advice to couples that are going through a divorce and how to get to this place?
That's so tough because I make up that majority of the time one of the parties still wants to be together. You think?
Honestly, I think their hatred overtakes the relationship.
Right, but I think that hatred stems from the fact that one of them still wants to be together.
Maybe.
Right, because they hate so much because they're so angry that it's like, no, like we should still be together, but you did something stupid or this, that, the other, X, Y, and Z happened.
Mm-hmm. I could see that, or I could see the hatred from you ruined my life. We both could have probably rode that horse going, you ruined my life, you ruined my family's life, I'm never gonna, and so... That hatred rides them into not being able to have a relationship more than the ease of what it could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's easier said than done, but I don't even know if I have advice. I just know that at the beginning, even though, you were more vocal about things, I had times where it was really, really hard not to say screw it and just be prideful and arrogant and defend myself and all of those things. But ultimately, it was just about the kids. And so if there's any advice, it's for people to sit there and think, it's like, before I make this decision to do whatever it may be, does this help my kids or hurt my kids? Because that's all that matters. And because of, we haven't done it perfect, but our ability to grow to where we're at now, our kids are in an amazing position.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact that we've been able to do joint parties. And though it was hard in the beginning, I think it benefits the kids.
It does.
When we're at least, because there's some people that say, well, the joint parties, if you're still having that energy, they're going to feel it. And I think I can see that, the kids being like, yeah, they were in the same room, but they hated each other and we could feel that anxiety. But I think we've been able to, and maybe that was maybe the first year of us throwing the parties that we had that energy. Yeah. But I think now we're able to be in the same room, not have, so that our kids don't feel that kind of energy.
Yeah. They don't, we don't know what they feel, but we're pretty confident that they don't feel any negative energy.
Mike, maybe we could write a book about co-parenting in a couple of years and how we were able to do it.
Wind down, co-parenting with Jan and Mike.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. I know that you have not read the book.
Right.
But there is one part I do want you to read.
Oh, great.
And it's in the acknowledgments. Right there.
You want me to read this aloud?
Sure do.
To my ex, Thank you for showing me that there can be kindness and respect on the other side of a story we both didn't see going this way. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. And I don't, you know, I think a lot of times you've always had to fall on the sword and say sorry. And I struggled with I struggled with saying sorry in our relationship because I always just said, well, you did this or you did that. And I just personally, I know we're moved on so far from that relationship, but I do want to say I'm sorry for any part that I played in anything that made you feel a certain way about yourself or that that you held on to, or I'm sorry for any piece that I played in that.
I appreciate
story.
That. Appreciate that. Now, in your defense.
Well, probably like we've defended.
We're very protective of each other now, which is great. Having dated over the last 2.5 years, I'm finding it that, not to categorize all of you women, but women have a very hard time apologizing.
Thank you. See, it's not just
it's
me.
Not just you.
Well, thank goodness, right? It's hard for us.
It's for whatever reason, it's very difficult for your species to apologize.
I think because did you ever see that GIF with, I think it's the Little Mermaid, but it's like when a woman does apologize, she's on like life support and being like, I'm sorry, but I'm, yeah. I mean, I don't know. When we do though, we really mean it.
Yeah.
No, you don't think so?
Maybe. Let me ask you this.
It's so funny. I love that you've seen that now because I'm like, oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Is there anything? Lingering for you? Because again, we've talked about how both of us are happy now in our lives and what we're doing and our situations. Is there any part of you that has shame around or insecurity around anything I'm trying to think how to explain this. Let me share mine and then maybe that'll help you. Sure. The only thing, cause I've done plenty of work to get past, like, I don't feel the same shame and responsibility and that I used to feel on a daily basis, right? With us, the early days of post us and just us being together. Like I'm past all of that, fortunately.
That's good, because that's a weight.
It's a lot. It weighed me down for a long time.
Yeah.
But now, the only thing, because I was kind of working on this recently, like, is there anything that comes up in terms of shame? And what came up for me was, if anything, you're starting a new family, right? Which I am, as we've said, I am unbelievably happy and genuinely supportive of. There's part of me that I have this fear that, okay, you start a new family, say I were to start a new family, that if that were to be the case, if I also start a new family, I project this fear of Jolie and Jace. It makes me emotional anytime I like talk about it. That they ever have this feeling of like they don't belong. Mm. Because they're the ones having to go back and forth. And mommy has Alan and y'all's child. Daddy has so-and-so and they have a child and it's us going back and forth. Now, in my heart, I defend you and I because I'm like, Jan and I are so on point right now. Like, we're going to make sure we do everything in our power that they never, ever feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
there's part of me that still holds on to some shame of like, okay, the situation is this way, ultimately because of a pattern that I created. And I will stay single the rest of my life if it means that Jolie and Jace never, never, ever feel that way. Where it's like, okay, we got mommy and Alan and child, and I'm ready to move at a moment's notice. And obviously that's no dig on you and what you're doing with your life. It's amazing and I support it fully. But I think it's my own, it's like that last layer I have where it's like, I wasn't able to give my children that family, that stereotypical family that I'm used to growing up with my parents. God bless them, being married over 40 plus years now. So do I put this responsibility on myself to like never want to have kids again, which I don't think I do. I'm pretty confident. And honestly, you having another one right now, I'm like, whew, that feels like a lot. Maybe I don't want to. But I'm pretty confident that I don't want any more children. And I would have to say a big part of that is because I want to make sure that I'm available at every possible moment that I can be for everyone. Mm-hmm. That includes you and Alan and y'all's and the kid, like that includes all of it. So that's what, yeah. So if that helps you think of anything that comes up for you, I just know that that's the only thing that's come up for me in terms of like shame around.
Yeah. I mean, that's the piece why I think why I fought so hard was for the kids.
Right. Cause I know you didn't, and you know, especially you coming from a divorced childhood, like you wanted to fight so hard to not have that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's not, and obviously I've thought of it too, and it's not, it's still not a normal thing or natural thing to say goodbye to the kids. That is still the hardest piece is for to, sure. Though they have a loving home at your place and they obviously they deserve all the time there as well. Same with here. It's still not, that is the hardest piece of this whole thing is something that we never wanted to say. We would joke about it,
right.
Which is weirdly sick that we would joke about, like, hey, see you, dad's, right. You know, but you know, it's, that will forever be, I think, the hardest piece. And I don't think that, and when I've leaned into other people in this same situation, they don't really say it ever gets easier. And that's, you know, like this Christmas, I don't want to have to say goodbye to the kids while we have another child. It's like, that will be really hard. And because I don't want it to just be us three. I want it to be us five. And so that is something where, and you know, the kids and then having our kid be like, well, why do they have to leave? And that's just something we'll have to figure out and navigate. But of course that's not how that'll always be the piece that's really hard. And I think, again, how we structure our homes and how flexible we are and loving that we are and our relationship is going to help them not feel that way. But I think that will always be the stinger of the end of our demise, I guess, is the kids and kind of managing that.
Yeah, you bring up a good point where, and it's like no matter how good of a place that we're in, yes, it makes it a little easier because we're not saying bye and then like F you under our breath to each other. We're like, okay, yeah, bye. You got to go. But you're right. It's like, no matter how good we are, that still stings. I, you know, when they talk about, is it daddy day? How many days at daddy's, or is it mommy? And it's just like.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Now, the flip side, the positive side of that all is they have healthier parents. We're happier. Mm-hmm. We are. It's obviously a better household for both of them now.
Yeah.
And it still stinks. And it'll always be something that will be hard to navigate emotionally.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, thank you for having me on.
Again, if you are in need of insurance, where can our listeners find you? Because, you know, you're obviously very passionate about it and you are taking on new clients and new people.
Yes.
And I would like some child support. So please, everyone listening, hire my ex-husband.
We'll end it with a little promo here for each of us.
Yeah, don't worry about me. You are my guest and we promote guests.
Yes, but come on. Still, I said it last episode. I'm really proud of you for the book.
Thank you.
Especially the evolution of it the last 2 years. And
can I tell you one story that I wrote in there?
What?
I tell basically the story because, you know, when we were in Vancouver, we were Audi McOuterson.
That was it.
We were the last straws. And I basically talked about how we got into a couple Zoom fight over the watch.
Over what?
Remember you bought a watch for like $500 and I'm like, and you're like, and I'm like, my ex again was feeling controlled and he felt like, you know, once again, I was trying to control him with his watch buying, and his watch buying represented to me him not like meeting the boundaries and how we were just, I mean, it was the end all be all, right? Of like, he would go to his room, I'd go to my room, and that was just like,
yeah, that was when we knew.
That was the start of like the real true end of it. But I don't know why did I start with that?
The story, I don't know, you said you wrote the story of it in the book.
Oh yeah, no, but I mean, it's I don't know even why I brought that up.
Pregnant brain.
Seriously. I don't know why I just brought that up, but no, there was something about it.
I'll just say, if people haven't gotten it, get it.
You're
even
sweet.
Even though I haven't read it, I know the place. I see the place that you're in, and I trust. Again, like I said earlier, I trust whatever you wrote about, regardless of what it doesn't have. It has nothing to do with whether I agree with any of it, because it doesn't have to do with me. That's the whole point.
Thank you for not making it.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't has. That's why it doesn't matter if I agree or disagree. That's why I didn't want to read it, because it doesn't matter. It's about you. It's about your next chapter. And I just see the person that you are now. And I have so much love and respect for you. And I support you unconditionally.
And now to support you and your insurance.
If you'd have told me, Mike, at 36, you're going to be slanging insurance, health insurance,
slanging,
and enjoy it, I'd have been like, yeah, there's no effing way. But again, like I kind of mentioned before in the last episode, it may seem silly. It may seem stupid. It may seem unimportant, but it is, right? You're securing your future. You're protecting your financial and future and your health. And it's something I become passionate in, because when you're able to help somebody find something that is puts them in a better position for their family, when people have kids, young kids, and I'm able to help them find something that is better and less expensive. And that's why I enjoy what I do.
Sure.
Because I'm helping people, I'm an asset to people, and it's something to not go overlooked. Our healthcare system gets a lot of crap because it's not great. So I tell people it's a pill to swallow. I'm trying to make it a smaller one.
Yeah.
You know. So even if you're not looking for it, but you just have questions, I tell clients all the time, I'm like, even if you don't need any right now, you just want to make sense of what you currently have, let me know. I'm literally here to help.
Email
michaelcawson.agent@gmail.com or Instagram. So weird still @m_Cawson.
Follow.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for being open and vulnerable. And, maybe we can do this again in a, you know, co-parenting, how to blend a family with Alan, and we can all get on one big podcast.
Has Alan been on?
Like a few minutes, you know.
I love that guy.
He's a good one.
We could have an episode just talking about who likes Alan more, me or Jana. Anyways.
All right. Well, yeah, this is a lot, guys. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Appreciate y'all.
Bye. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.